Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Dumbass news. This plane lady takes freaking out to a new level. Did you see this lady? Like, this one was all over the place yesterday.
Yep.
She said that she doesn't know what the hell that is, but the thing that she's back there is not real. The guy that's back there is not real.
Right. Which, you know, there's a lot of plastic people out there, you know.
Yeah, here's the audio.
Say whatever you want. I'm telling you, I'm getting the off, and there's a reason why I'm getting the off, and everyone can either believe it or they cannot believe it. I don't give two but I am telling you right now, that mother back there is not real. And you can sit on this plane and you can die with them or not. I'm not going to.
Bye. We have to stop. We have to stop with these people.
We do.
That one is clearly just trying to get views.
Yeah. No, the worst part is that's the pilot.
Just say you want the day off, okay?
That would creep me out enough to be like, man, I don't want to be on this flight.
Get
your
wife, because something goes wrong, you're going to think of her. Be like, she tried to warn us.
Right.
Yeah, no, I'm following her. This I'm is like, you, like know the you just ruined my flight.
Beginning of Friday the 13th when the guy says, you're all doomed.
Yep. You're doomed.
You're doomed.
You're all going to die.
Yep. Yeah, I hear that. I'm like, guess what? I'm renting a car. I'm driving. I don't care.
Yeah, but she did it clearly for the views and the follows, and people are starting to pull these stunts now, and I think you got to start locking them up in prison.
Yeah, unless there really was a person that wasn't real. You know, just saying. Yeah,
unless that.
Right.
Right.
I'd be like, point to this person. Who is this person? Show me this person. Show me this person that's not real. Where are they sitting right now?
You don't talk with them. You just go to jail. You
well,
go to fake jail.
I want to know if I'm going to stay on this plane.
Yeah.
I want to know what are you seeing?
Just see everybody's head on the plane turned as soon as it says, that mother effer back there is not real. They're all like, where is the not real person?
And I'd
like
felt,
to see the not real person.
I felt bad for the flight attendant who was standing like, looking like, oh, this is awkward. So looked at her.
What do I do now?
Bye.
Yeah, that's the last thing before the video turns off. Bye.
Bye.
That's the only response you should have when someone has that meltdown.
Bye.
Yeah. I'm leaving right now. Yeah.
No, mine
Bye.
Is.
Bye.
Mine is, hang on. I'm going to, wait, I'm going with you. Because you ruined my flight already. I didn't want to be in the plane in the first place. Now you just pointed to someone saying we're all going to die. And I'm like, well, great. Yeah. I'm getting off this plane.
That's the only time you hope for a screaming baby on the plane. You're like, maybe that will drown her out.
Right, there's no test we can give people before they buy an airline ticket.
Right.
So you're ending up with every kook who has enough money to get on a plane.
Right.
In a can that'll be 13,000 feet or whatever it is, 30,000 feet.
30,000, yeah. Even 13, I don't care. I don't care if it's 10 feet above the ground. I'm not getting on a plane with this person who apparently is a nutbag, and there's another nutbag back there, and I'm getting off. I'm just gonna like buy a house wherever we're at. I'm just going to stay right here.
Should almost have to check their social media first to see if they do this stuff. I hate to say it, but like the crazy, the attention ones. Right. Are you nuts? Okay, then you fly a different flight. We have a crazy people flight that everyone has their cameras out and they do things.
That would be great.
Yeah, submit all social media posts and got to check them out. TikTok.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, goofball airlines. You just get on there and you'll be a goofball and you do whatever you want.
There was that guy, like a year ago, maybe more, had a seat right behind Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
On the flight, and he's like antagonizing Mike Tyson, who eventually just turns around, punches the guy in the face. Everybody's mad at Mike. I'm like, what?
Yeah,
were this people guy mad at him? This.
The guy asked for it.
This guy absolutely deserved this.
Mike delivered.
I wanted to see that punch.
Yeah. Sort of
and I was happy to see that guy get punched.
100%.
I would have applauded.
Like, that's, you know, instead of these, and where are these air marshals, like, that we heard about?
Yeah.
After 9/11, it's like,
on
hey,
every
man,
flight.
We're going to have them, you know, on flight. Well, it wasn't every. It was going to be, like, you're not going to know they're
random,
on the flight. They're going to be on random flights.
Right.
But not once during any of these freakouts, you see someone get up and just grab someone and say, yeah, I'm an air marshal, and you are done.
Nothing. No, it's been the passengers duct taping these people themselves.
Well, you can't even do that.
Which makes you wonder, why do you have duct tape on a flight?
Yeah, what are you patching with that?
Seriously.
Wayne Carini.
Yay.
In studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's this deal with Speed Vision now? You're starting your own network?
We are. We started Speed Vision.
Awesome.
That's wild.
Speed Vision's back.
Yay!
You know, Speed Vision started automotive programming, and Bob Scanlon ran it, and now Bob Scanlon is back as our CEO.
Awesome.
How do I know that name?
Bob was the president of Velocity.
Okay.
He worked at ESPN years ago and started, Roger Warner actually started it with Bob, Speed Vision. And so when Motor Trend purchased Velocity and it changed names, Bob retired, but I said, I know you're not retiring. So when you figure out what you're going to do, just let me know. And he called me about a year and a half ago and he said, how would you like to be a partner in Speed Vision?
A partner.
Yeah, nice. So I'm a partner in Speed Vision.
Smooth.
AJ, you remember, like, what was it, 13, 14, I don't know, 20 years ago, Wayne came on. So yep. Somebody reached out to us and said, hey, we got this guy.
Yeah, got DVDs and everything about the show.
Like, the camera.
This looks interesting.
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
He's just starting out. Now he's a freaking network owner.
The tycoon.
Well, you know.
Barns full of cars.
I know.
Love
awesome.
It.
So Motor Trend is the programming is not the best these days, I don't think, personally.
No, it's not. It's lacking.
My contract ran out, and they didn't renew it because they have no money.
Oh.
They're being sued by different people. And
other car shows? Or?
No, so the initial investors in Motor Trend, Golden Tree Investments, they came in and they invested a lot of money, and they want out, and Motor Trend doesn't have any money to pay them to get out, so they're suing each other.
Oh, boy.
And so there's no new programming unless you have a five.
So you're like, all right, you guys fight over there. I'm going to go over here.
I'm going to start my own.
I just want to do a car thing.
Yeah.
Good
move. And this is a lifestyle network, you know, so you're going to see motorcycle racing on here, boat racing. There's going to be automotive content, restorations, shows like Chasing Classic Cars are going to be on. And we're bringing a lot of our old friends with us, you know, Mark Warman. Is going to be on with us, and lots of other people that have been with.
Who's that, AJ? You seem to know.
I forget the name.
Graveyard Cars.
Yeah, Graveyard Cars. They're big in Mopars, like they restore Mopars.
Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of sort of putting the band back together, as they say.
Nice.
And having a lot of the same people come with us. And we've got some really good investors, so it's just moving along. You know, we're streaming right now and looking for linear to get on a linear network, but the streaming is the future, and so we're on Amazon TV, Fubo.
People want to watch
Roku.
What they want to watch, nice. When they want to watch it.
That's right.
How much they want to watch,
and then you can go to our own website, speedvisiontv.net.
Nice. Have you found any really cool barn finds lately?
Oh, yeah. They keep coming. Yeah. I'm doing three new adventures right now. Talking Classic Cars is a podcast I'm doing.
Cool.
Talking Classic Cars.
How does that go?
It's good. It's a buddy of mine, Jay Ward from Pixar Studios, and Jay and I just talk about cars and what's going on in the scene of cars. And
like new cars?
Yeah, we include new cars, and we talk about
car shows.
Is
there a new car that's on your radar now?
Yeah,
I know you got the new Vet, right?
Yeah, I got the new Vet still on order.
Really?
Yeah, but the car that's really pressing my buttons lately is this Audi RS6 Avant station wagon.
Oh,
oh my God, what a car!
Like a sport wagon?
Audi.
Audi RS6 Avant.
Wow. RS.
Yeah, so I ordered one, and now it's getting pushed to the 24, which is I really like it because they have a new performance package with over 600 horsepower
for a wagon.
It's a crazy car. You do 190 miles an hour out of the box.
Yep.
What do you mean out of the box?
So just you don't have to do anything with it. No mods. As long as you get the ceramic brake package.
Yeah, you want
to
stop.
You do 190 miles
important.
An hour.
Right.
So my
190. Have you ever been 190 miles an hour?
I've done 180, but never 190. So my dream is to go 200 at Bonneville.
Nice.
So we have a Bonneville car I bought right from a guy here in Connecticut.
Oh, that same one?
Yeah, Stephen Blockin's car.
Yep.
And it's a Jimmy Shine Tony Thacker 32 hot rod. It's got 1,200 horsepower at 8,000 RPM. So we took it out to Bonneville My buddy Bill Warner took the first run and blew the transmission. Not his fault, but right. the transmission blew up the first run, and we came home
Damn.
With our tail between our legs. So now what I want to do is I want to buy this Audi Avant station wagon. I want to make it go 200. I want to put four people in it.
Do you let other people?
A dog.
Let it,
right.
Wait. Okay. Hold
four
on.
People and a dog. Okay.
So up in Maine, in Loring, Maine, there's an Air Force base, and they let Bonneville cars run up there.
Okay.
So it's an 8 mile runway. This is where all
8 miles. What kind of planes do they?
So they used to land all the fueling the refueling planes.
Oh, those monsters!
Yeah.
So it takes a runway to get them off the ground.
Yeah.
So they let
8 miles.
Yeah, they let the Bonneville cars go up there and land speed cars. And so I want to go four guys in the wagon, a dog, full of luggage, the air on, playing PLR.
Nice.
And go 200 miles an hour.
That's cool. Is it possible?
That's one of my goals.
With all that.
I'm calling rear
shotgun. Four skinny guys?
I'm calling rear shotgun.
Nah, just go.
Right. Really? Picnic basket, the whole nine yards. Yeah. That'd be great.
I think it's going to be great.
Groceries.
So I put an order in, and hopefully the car will come before the end of the year.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
But Speed Vision is really a great thing. I've got another show we're doing. It's called The Classic Bid. And it's all about car auctions.
Okay.
And what's going on in the car auction scene, what cars sold for at the auction, up-and-coming auctions. We're doing some live videos at auctions.
What does Barrett Jackson charge to auction off a car? Like, what's the percentage that they take?
So they take 10%.
That seems reasonable.
10 and 10.
10
so,
and 10.
So the buyer pays 10 and the owner pays 10.
Okay, so the seller and the buyer.
And you know, it may, if it's no reserve, which it is, a lot of places do 8% for the seller because he's taking a chance.
Right. Gotcha.
So Mecum, for instance, is 8% if it's no reserve.
So that 10 and 10, is that when we see a car go for
$100,000? 20% gets in the auction company's bank account.
Jesus.
Yeah. Wow.
And some are 12%. So it's 10% for the seller, 12% for the buyer. And if you're buying that's automobilia, tough. It's 18%. It could be 22% for automobilia. So auction companies.
I love selling the Shelby over at Wayne's place.
Yeah.
That was great.
Thank you.
Great experience.
You guys did great.
Yeah. Mike did a good job.
Mike. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah,
posted on the site. Well, I didn't have to, you know, you don't have to be there at 3 o'clock for someone who doesn't show up.
Oh, that's the worst.
You don't have to get nickel and dime.
You guys were talking earlier about how to sell a house.
Yeah.
And so what we did is we took your car in, we detailed it, we changed the oil, we did all the things to make that car more appealing. And that way there you get the most money for it.
And you did a beautiful write-up.
Yep.
Yeah.
And nice then photos. You handled everything.
Yep.
Mike did all the phone calls and handled
it. We go through.
I dropped it off and I was, you know, then I came back and I got a check.
Yep.
We do a safety inspection because if something's wrong, we can't sell the car if it's not safe for the road. So,
right.
You know, we do all that stuff. So when somebody's buying something from us, they know it's the best it can be. It's fully, been inspected.
And you're not doing 20%.
No, we're doing 10%.
Nice. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Perfect.
Yeah. Worth it.
Yep. Peace of mind alone.
Right. The boss called. Not our boss.
Yeah, my boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bob Scanlon reminded me. It's speedvisionnetwork.com.
You were just testing him. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Bob, I took care of it.
Yeah. And we're linked up on the radio station website, by the way.
We're just testing, making sure you're paying attention.
Call in a classic car, and Wayne will tell you what he thinks you can get for it. 203-882-9757. Andre in Derby.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, my brother used to have a 69 Daytona Charger with Finn and the gold flake Daytona on the back. What's that thing going for nowadays?
Well, it all depends on the engine. If it's got a Hemi in it, or if it's got a 440, or if it's an automatic or a stick. There was a large collection of those sold at Kissimmee auction last year, and they sold anywhere from $250,000 all the way up to over $1 million. So it all depends on the car, the history, the options, that kind of stuff.
I guess this is considered to be like the pace car model. So I don't know if that's
So the wing cars, you know, did it have the wing on the back?
Oh yeah,
nose cone too.
Yeah.
So those are wing cars. They're called
one.
And they were built for to race at Daytona and get speeds. You know, these were cars that were just breaking the 200 mile an hour mark.
Yeah,
it's incredible because if you see them crash now, they do the crash tests.
Yeah,
they crumple like a beer can.
Yeah, the new cars are really spectacular, actually.
They're insanely safe.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They're doing really
well. I was just
really
watching that yesterday on the, you know, one of those tests.
Yeah.
Where they're just plowing cars into trucks.
Right. It's called traffic in Connecticut.
The new cars, man, that driver's compartment just pretty much stays intact.
Like a capsule.
The Bronco didn't do well.
No.
That thing did not do well in the test.
Is that right?
Yeah. It just boom, gone.
Every Bronco driver now just like slowed down 10 miles an hour.
They look nice.
Right. They look great. Please smash them.
Do you think those will ever be collectible or no?
Starting to make too many of them, but who would ever thought that the original Bronco would ever be super collectible?
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know, you just never know whatever trends, you know. Whoever thought that an international scout would be super collectible.
Oh, I love those.
Or a Chevy Blazer from the 70s.
Blazers,
insane money.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
You know what I think is going to be the next frontier for that?
What's that?
The, late 60s, early 70s high boy Ford pickup trucks.
Yeah, I mean,
because you can get them now for $20,000-$30,000.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
And I have a feeling pretty soon you won't be. It'll be the next thing, like $100,000 to get those.
Well, a lot of these pickup trucks, they were just beat up and not taken care of. You know, they were just work trucks, and so now to find one that's original, beautiful condition, rust free, it's very difficult.
What do you think the price range should be for like a 68, 69 Ford Highboy F-250?
Well, I mean, I think $30,000-$40,000 is all the money right now.
Right, you could still get in.
Right?
See, yeah,
You know, it's nice to get the Mercury pickups.
Yeah, Mercuries. They were built in Canada.
Oh, love those.
Yeah.
You don't see those very often.
No, they were Canadian built.
Yeah,
just over the line.
Just over the line.
Yep.
Jarrett in Waterbury, what's your question for Wayne?
How you doing, Wayne?
Hey, good, Jarrett. How are you?
Good, good. I have a 1948 Lincoln Continental. It's pretty original. It came out of Oklahoma. It has some surface rust, but it's very clean. Interior is clean. I was just wondering, what about you think it's worth?
So is it a convertible or a hardtop?
Hardtop.
Hardtop.
Two-door?
Yeah, you know, the 40 and 41s were very, very collectible, still are.
Yeah.
As you got into the late 40s, not so much. They had a lot of electrical problems. So has it got the 12-cylinder or the V8?
It has a 12-cylinder. Wow. Which is completely rewired with the 6-volt system.
Yeah. I mean, they're a cool car, but not much horsepower, you know.
Oh, yeah,
it had that 12-cylinder, but it only put out about 100 horsepower, 120 horsepower. Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of like a joke, right?
Well, it was a Lincoln, and they wanted a smooth-running engine. And so with all those small pistons going up and down, it was very smooth.
You could tie with a calendar.
It really wasn't for speed or drag racing, that's for sure.
Luxury.
It was a luxury car, exactly.
Oh, wow.
The Queen Mary of cars.
Fourth overdrive gear.
Yeah.
Jarrett, thank you, man.
Yeah.
I want to get this one before Wayne has to go. Bob in Santa Maria's Long Island with a barn find.
Ooh.
What do you got in the barn?
Yeah, I pulled a 69 442 out of a barn.
Ooh.
It has 50,000 original miles.
Yeah.
I was just wondering what something like that would be worth.
A coupe or
worth restoring.
Coupe or convertible.
It's a coupe.
W30?
Yeah, it's not a W30, I imagine, or anything like that. A Hurst.
Yeah, I don't think so. No,
yeah.
I
would say it on
the 400.
So 442s are starting to come up in value with GTOs. You know, Chevelles, you know, ruled the roost there for a long time. And, you know, the Chevelle was the car everybody wanted. But all of a sudden, you know, 442s are really coming out, as well as GTOs. So, you know, it's definitely worth restoring.
Yeah.
You know, as long as it's not too bad, you know, as far as rust goes.
Frame.
They were really rusty cars, you know, especially it's been sitting in a barn.
The trunk's notorious.
There's some little pitting on the paint.
No, you're not too bad then. No. That's a neat car. Really, really cool car.
Yeah.
It's becoming more and more collectible.
What did you pay for it?
Originally?
No.
Or from the barn? I bought it originally.
Oh, okay.
It's been sitting in a barn for 50 years.
Oh, so you're the original owner. Oh, well, that even makes more sense to restore it.
Wow.
What do you want for it?
Well, I'm wondering what it's worth. I don't know.
Well, if a really nicely restored cars now we're bringing $60,000 to $70,000, where there used to be $30,000 to $40,000. So it's, you know, if you want to invest some money in it, you know, it's going to cost a lot to restore something like that.
Right.
But
there's the math.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Sometimes it doesn't. You got the build sheet on it?
Do I have the what?
The build sheet.
Is it just a 350 engine?
Is it 400?
It's a 400.
400, all right.
With yeah. And it's got the turbo hydromatic transmission.
Yeah. Well, they're very cool cars. Especially if you're the original owner, I'd keep it.
Yeah.
Get it running and drive it.
Exactly.
You don't need to restore it.
Yeah.
Just have some fun with it.
I was curious about starting the engine since it's been sitting.
Pull the plugs and spray some Marvel Mystery Oil in them, and then let it sit for about 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, it's frozen.
And then just unplug the ignition, so it doesn't have any spark. Pull the coil wire out and turn it over, just in case you don't want it to start. But you got to watch out for the fuel. There's so many things. If it's been sitting for so long, you've got to start with everything.
Critters living inside of it.
Yeah. Well, if I wanted to get rid of it at this point, what would be the best way of doing it?
I would contact...
I'll take it. I know a guy.
Yeah. You can put it on Facebook Marketplace. Hemmings Motor News has,
what do you
has
think
great
he should,
reach.
What's a price point that he should be
It all
around?
Depends on condition.
Yeah,
I have to see some pictures or something like that. Send me some pictures.
That's it. Yeah,
Wayne C. at F40.com.
We'll link up Wayne C. at F40.com.
Yep.
We'll link that up. We're going to link up speedvisionnetwork.com to the radio station website. So, all right, Bob. Thank you. Good luck.
I'll send some pictures. Thank you.
All right. All right.
Wayne, great seeing you, brother.
Good to see you guys.
Always. Please don't be a stranger. Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you so much.
Really, keep us posted. Here's the number one thing on the governor's office list of helpful hints.
Most important thing. Okay.
Right, hold on.
Okay. Let me brace myself.
Extreme hot weather protocol. Okay. Item number one, keep your body temperature cool.
Nice.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you.
That's the whole point.
Would not have done that myself.
Thank God we get this wisdom.
Dr. Minotti with Griffin is on. Dr. Minotti, you agree with that item?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, that seems reasonable. I think the best way is to wear less clothes. That's going to be my strategy.
Not at work, right?
I saw a lot of Dr. Minotti.
So if you're getting
today.
Hip replacement, Dr. Minotti comes in, flip-flop shorts and T-shirt.
Right.
He's just trying to be healthy.
I was thinking even less than that.
Wow. He's wearing a Speedo.
It's a thong and a...
No.
What's with the swim fins, Doc? Wow.
Stay in air-conditioned buildings as much as possible.
Okay.
Find an air-conditioned shelter. Avoid direct sunlight. Wear lightweight, colored clothing.
Like the doctor just said.
What the doctor just said.
See, that confirmed.
Take cool showers or baths. Check on those most at risk several times a day. Pets that can't be brought into the house should have ready access to water.
Nice. And shade, hopefully.
Yeah.
All this stuff makes sense. It's sad that we have to go over this.
Yeah, I have to be told.
Yeah, we have to.
Common sense, duh.
Yeah. Well, we always say, well, that's stupid. Everybody knows that. But then we do a story the next day. It's like, well, apparently not everyone knew.
This person didn't get the memo, no.
Right.
Coffee cups say, warning, this coffee is hot, right?
Yep. Yep.
That's right. We just had Wayne Carini in from Chasing Classic Cars. We were talking about cars.
Yeah, I had a chance to visit call it a compound, where he has all of his vehicles.
The barn.
Amazing.
Yep.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy.
Oh, you went to the barn.
You went to the place.
It was a Road and Track sponsored event, and we stopped at his house, whole group of cars, and he hosted a lovely lunch, and it was really great.
That's pretty cool.
I knew you guys were coming, yeah.
Have you built a car yourself?
I built a Shelby Cobra, yeah, but I wasn't driving that. That car doesn't travel well distances. So
it's like an original or a kit?
It's not a kit, but it's not an original. It's an aluminum-bodied car.
Oh, really?
It's very accurate, but it's still not real. It's not an original now.
Yeah.
It sounds more serious than a kit.
It is, but it's still, like I say, it's not a million-dollar car, that's for sure.
What's under the hood?
What's that?
What's under the hood?
It's a pretty authentic 427 Ford.
Nice.
So wow.
Nice.
But it's hot. It's loud. It's not comfortable to drive at all. It's fun to look at, but the older I get, the less I enjoy driving it. It stranded me on the side of 15 last year. I had to have it flatbedded. It was a... It's a labor of love in the extreme. It really is.
It's funny you should say that because I always wanted one. And then I talked to Wayne Carini like probably 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And he said, we got out of the car. My daughter got out of the car and it's got the side pipes.
Oh, no.
And her leg hit the side pipe.
Oh.
And he was like,
"That's it, I'm done."
Call
that a snake bite. You know, when I built mine, actually, I purposely made it with an undercar exhaust because I had young children at the time, and I just couldn't live with myself someone burning their legs on the side pipe. But
yeah.
Actually, you know, more Shelby Cobras were made with undercar exhaust than with side pipes.
Yeah, come on the back. Yep.
The side pipes look cool though.
They look amazing.
Yeah, they're
dangerous
cool.
as
they're
hell.
They're super cool.
Yeah, one false move, man. Oh.
Yes, and they're not insignificant burns either. I've seen really nasty burns.
Even with the heat shields on them. Yep.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, and then that ruins the look, too. But in Connecticut, you actually can't even get it registered if you don't have heat shields.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Then he also said it's not a comfortable ride.
No, it's a rough ride.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's absolutely atrocious.
It's made to go fast. That's it.
Yeah. You know, but it's still great. It makes you smile.
I still want one.
You know,
it's got a great sound.
I will drive it basically about 45 minutes in one direction. That's about my limit. I figure there's about beyond that, there's a greater than 50% chance that I'm going to break down on the side of the road. So
I'd love to see it.
45 minutes in one direction is about as far as I'll go with it.
I got to check it out one day.
That's really cool.
I much prefer my daily driver, which is a Chevy Silverado Callaway, which I got from retirement, strangely enough. And Callaway is a tuner firm out of Old Lyme, Connecticut. So. And McDermott actually is a distributor for Callaway vehicles, and it's a great truck. It looks like a regular truck, but it's not.
Yep.
So
what's different?
Well, it's supercharged, so it sucks down gas like it's going out of style. But it's I enjoy it. It's
and very comfortable.
It looks like a truck, but it goes like a vet.
Yep, that's awesome.
That is pretty cool.
Well,
I like it.
Dr. Minotti's on from Griffin. Phil, can you? I just want to see. I did a commercial for Griffin this morning, and Andy, our sales manager, said I said interior and not anterior.
Anterior.
Mm-hmm. Anterior. Hold on. Let's play this
right.
back. You tell me what you think I said. That if they need a hip replacement, they should insist on the interior approach hip
I said
replacement.
Interior.
You know, that's sort of a hybrid between an A and an I. I'm going to have to say interior.
Oh,
you're going to really?
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Hold on. Replay, please. Slow it down.
Right.
Hold on. They need a hip replacement. They should insist on the interior approach hip replacement.
All right. You slowed it down a little bit. I guess you can make a case either way for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, doctor.
Different vowel. Went from an I to an A. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
The 18,000 times I said it right, though, I never got an email.
No, not like, good job.
It's a good thing we're dissecting, you know, pronunciation of vowels, because I was hoping we'd go there this morning. So.
Right. Yeah. That's why we have you on.
That was Andy that sent the message?
Yeah.
You should call him Indy for the rest of the day.
Right there. Thanks, Indy.
Thanks, Indy.
Thanks, Indy.
No, but we've been talking about this hip replacement surgery, and it's not just for old people. I mean, if you were, you know, if you're a runner or whatever, athlete.
Rock star, jumping off the stage all the time, Eddie Van Halen.
Water skier.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, it was an operation mostly for older folks, but it's not anymore. It's definitely very different in terms of materials and techniques and our attitudes. Our attitudes about hip replacement have changed a lot, too, as the operation has advanced and the implants have advanced. Our attitudes about who it's appropriate for have changed radically. So, yeah, probably half my practice is half my patients are less than 65. Half.
Wow.
So,
half.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you have this, how fast can you be golfing again?
That's a loaded question. I have a golfer who was the number two ranked amateur behind Tiger Woods back in the 90s, and he did a commercial for Griffin, and he was golfing in 2 weeks. And so I have all these patients coming to me saying, "I wasn't golfing in 2 weeks. What's wrong with this?" And you know, so a pro golfer was back to golfing in 2 weeks, but that's not realistic for the rest of us.
Mm. Yeah, I can't play golf at all, so.
So you wouldn't be back in 2 weeks.
Yeah, right. You'll be okay.
I'll set them at the links. Wow, this is amazing. Thanks, Dr. Minotti.
So, yeah, it's a great operation. It is. And, you know, Griffin's a wonderful place for me to practice, so it works. It's a mutually agreeable arrangement.
It's a win-win.
So, yep.
Are you from Connecticut?
No, I grew up in Massachusetts, and then my wife said, "This is where we're moving," and that's how it happened. Yeah.
So you're a smart doctor.
You make smart decisions as well, yes.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah, so you're not cutting any muscle with that anterior.
So that's right. But, you know, It's not a revolution in hip replacement. There's several different techniques for doing hip replacements. They all work well when done properly, you know. So there's nothing magical about it. However, there does seem to be some increased decreased recovery time and less pain, but you know, make no mistake about it, it still comes down to doing a good operation no matter how you do it. But the anterior approach definitely is an elegant way of doing things.
I like that. I like elegant.
Yep.
I like less cutting.
Exactly. Less pain.
I like all that.
The fact is that hip replacement's been around since the 60s, and some of the greatest hip replacement surgeons ever did not use the anterior approach, and their patients did just fine. So it's ultimately, you know, like Maverick says, it's the man in the box, right? It's all about how well you put the parts in, and the approach is kind of secondary.
And Wednesday, you're doing some deal at the hospital, kind of like a free seminar.
Yeah, that's before COVID, we did in-person seminars where people would just come and I'd do my little dog and pony show, and then it stopped for COVID, obviously, and we're getting back into in-person seminars again, which is nice. I like doing it. It allows me to, you know, meet some people and just practice public speaking, which is always nice.
I hate public speaking.
Yeah, I kind of do too, but it forces you to do it, and it's a small audience, so it's a little bit more comfortable.
Right.
So, yeah.
I mean, I like people.
Right.
I just don't like speaking.
Right.
I'd rather listen to someone.
It's interesting
speak.
That you work on the radio, then, if you don't like
That's
speaking
right.
to
right.
people.
I'm in a little box, though.
I point
I'm just talking to people in the box.
I just point and grunt. Caveman style.
All right, Doc, always good to hear you.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on.
What's that card?
Well, thanks for having me. Sometime we'll have to drag it out and see if I can make it to where you guys are without overheating. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. We'll get a chase car.
I love it. Dr. Minotti. We'll see you.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Anytime. Anthony in Brantford.
I'm going with the movie Speed.
Oh, the original
because
one.
It was early in their careers for the two, and I thought Sandra Bullock really didn't do that really good. You know, Dennis Hopper was pretty decent in it, but
they played a psycho.
You know, she did a horrible job.
Yeah.
Now, I like that movie.
Me
I like
too.
That movie. I hated the sequel, but I liked the original.
Oh, yeah, Speed the motorboat too. One stinks.
That was bad.
Yeah, I would never see the second one.
Yeah. Now it's a boat.
Sped.
The yeah, first one, boat. I think if I saw it now, I would say how stupid it is. But
yeah.
Like when I was watching, I was, you know, yeah, you get, okay, but you're not going to be able to do 55 right. miles an hour through the city. Yes. And then the bus does the jump over
the jump.
Yes, you have to let a lot go.
The jump is tough.
It was fun.
It's tough to let go.
Yeah.
I liked it.
It's flat ground to flat ground. There's a big section. There's no ramp. The bus goes airborne.
Yeah. Stop
why?
Thinking.
I know. Why?
I know.
I'm like, why is it from Bill and Ted trying to save her?
It's still fun. The characters in the movie are fun. I enjoy that one.
Yeah.
I did too.
Yeah,
but
me too.
Know.
All right, Anthony.
Good day.
You do no, but it's
you.
On your list. You would
exactly.
unwatch it if you could.
Exactly. As a kid, I'm like, oh, that's Ferris Bueller's best friend right there.
Joseph in Winstead.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, Joseph.
You got to help me out with this one. I think it was called Happily Ever After. Robin Williams was in it, and LeVar Burton.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Cable?
LeVar Burton.
Oh, everybody hates
Jordy and Next Generation and Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
He made some
jerseys. I'll tell you what, if you watch this movie, you don't need a box of tissues. You need a whole roll of paper towels, man.
To wipe your ass off.
I came out of the theater, everyone falls their ass off.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Can't say I've ever seen that one.
Yeah. I thought that was the name of the terrible Drew Barrymore Cinderella movie, whatever. That was awful.
Yeah.
They probably used it a couple times.
Last movie.
All right. So you don't know if it's called Happily Ever After?
Yeah. Don't watch it.
Okay.
Okay.
Without a roll of paper towels.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm one.
Right. Oh, I know. You're talking about what dreams may come.
What dreams may come.
That's not LeVar Burton.
No, it's not. It's Cuba Gooding
Jr. Junior.
Yeah.
Right.
Dude.
I've done something similar, so I'm not going to say anything.
Yep. No judgment.
Ving Rhames. I loved you in A Green Mile.
No judgment. Yep.
All right. Thank you.
I like that movie.
It's funny. I have that movie. I got it. I never watched it.
Which one?
Wow.
That What Dreams May Come. I there was a pile of movies for free, and I'm like, oh, it's pretty good, Rob Williams. And I'm like, hey, look at the plastic on it.
Yeah, I don't remember it being bad, but, you know.
It wasn't fantastic, but it wasn't bad, yeah.
Yeah, like he died, it's like after death, and yeah. I think Annabelle.
He gets his dog back and everything. I'm like, yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tearjerker a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a tearjerker.
Yeah, because I just recently lost my cat when I got the movie. I'm like, I can't do this. I can't. No.
He's another one. He's been in so many movies, and he's been so great in comedy roles or dramatic roles. You're going to have some stinkers when you make that many.
Exactly.
Of course.
Sean and Shelton.
So this one really sucked. I was really disappointed by this because of its predecessor. It was such a great trilogy. The entire Hobbit trilogy was just the absolute garbage.
No further questions, Your Honor.
Like, it's, you know what you're getting. The books are pretty well known. You know what you're getting. I thought it was a great visual just like the other ones.
I like Lord of the Rings.
I saw the one with the big spider in it. What was that, Return of the King?
It looked cool as hell.
Yeah, I saw that one. That wasn't bad.
With the big spider, did they also have a giant can of hairspray and a super giant lighter?
You wish for it. Yeah, I know they could. Also, I know their feet could use a waxing.
I like all of those. Yeah.
Yep. Even Trumbull, a movie you wish you could unsee.
Hey.
Hi.
Halloween Ends. The last Halloween.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Ridiculous. I mean, terrible. It was crazy stupid.
It was crazy stupid.
Crazy stupid.
Okay.
And I loved the Halloweens. We would go to the theaters every year. We'd get a little group together.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'd all go. We would wear the shirts. I mean, we were into Michael.
Wow.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Well, what did this not have or have that made you hate it?
What did it for you?
First of all, Michael Myers is just living in a pipe down by the river.
Yeah, and he's a wuss.
Down by the river.
All right. Down by the freaking river.
I'm living in a pipe down by the river.
Give him a van. I mean, shit, he's living in a pipe.
Easy. All right. Yes, word, yeah. What kind of pipe was that?
Then he just pops up like a sewage pipe. It's crazy with some homeless dude. Okay? Then he just pops up to go after his sister, Jamie Lee, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She lives in Haddonfield with her niece. I mean, she moves back there when she knows Michael Myers is out there. Then they get this big thing and he's boyfriend, Jamie Lee Curtis, who I love. I love her.
Yeah.
She was hot when she was younger, but I don't want to see her giving sex advice when she's 70.
Yeah, Activia lady.
Okay.
The yoga you poop with.
She literally said C-I-T-T-I-E-S. I don't know if I could say that on the radio.
Yeah, no, that's better.
I don't want to hear her saying that at 70 years old. Maybe when she was 20. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm like, no, this isn't happening. I mean, there were so many things wrong, foul with the movie.
It was terrible.
It was insane. And I'm so upset because I'm such a Halloween freak. I met the first Michael Myers at the Horror Fest. I got my picture with him, autographed.
Was there anything else about the movie that you didn't like? Or?
Oh, yeah. There's a ton. So the niece has this boyfriend. And, like, we think he's going to be the next Michael Myers, you know? But that never happens. He ends up getting killed because he's a loser.
What a loser. He died in a Halloween movie.
Yeah, total loser. I mean, he couldn't even, like, man up and be the next Michael.
Well, it was the end of this series, so there wouldn't be another Michael.
It was the final movie,
It's Halloween Ends. Yeah, but regardless, he couldn't even give him like an inkling that maybe
Halloween
he
kills.
Would be the next Michael Myers.
Call me Mike.
Right.
Yeah.
It was. I was so sad when we all left and we were like dumbfounded how bad it was.
Sounds more like you're mad, but it sounds like you needed this time.
Yes. You feel better?
I hated that movie, but I would watch it with her anytime.
Yeah.
Specifically with her.
Eve, thank you.
I had to get this out, guys. Thank you so much.
Eve, all right. Thank you. All right.
Living
so
me well.
We made Eve's day with this segment.
Yay.
She's got it off her chest.
Right.
Joe, good hearing your voice. Thanks for coming on. Joe's got an awesome, awesome podcast called Now a Major Motion Picture on Spotify. Thank you, brother.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.